Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're reporting that the U.S. plans to lift COVID-19 testing requirements on travelers from China starting Friday, as cases there have declined following a winter surge. Since early January, travelers to the U.S. from mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau have been required to submit a negative COVID test before departure. The decision to reverse the requirement comes amid deteriorating relations between Washington and Beijing. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he plans to meet with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen when she visits the U.S. The exact date of the meeting is unknown. A spokeswoman for Tsai says the Taiwanese leader's schedule is still being planned. A meeting with McCarthy would be a continuation of support from congressional leaders of both parties for Taiwan in the face of tensions with China. Beijing says it rejects all forms of official interactions between the U.S. and Taiwan, which China claims is part of its sovereign territory. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has demanded Twitter turn over internal communications related to owner Elon Musk, according to documents viewed by the Journal. In a series of letters to the company, the FTC has also sought detailed information about layoffs and asked Twitter to identify all journalists granted access to company records. Excerpts of the letters were published by the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee in a staff report about the FTC's probe. An FTC spokesman said the agency is conducting an investigation into Twitter's compliance with a consent order that came into effect long before Musk purchased the company. Twitter didn't respond to requests for comment. Stock markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares mainly fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of trade balance and jobs openings data due out this morning. And on Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to deliver a second day of testimony on monetary policy. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.